not discerning the Lord's body, is where the wrong lays. These Christians were taking the communion and not living the life. Christianity is an experience and a life. Amen. Christianity is an experience. Coming to church is, it must come from an experience. It's not something I have inherited from my dad. It's not something that when I came into marriage, since I found my wife attending such and such church, then I become also a Christian. It's an experience. And these Christians were living any kind of life, making a poor example of their profession. If you have the correct discernment, even in your smallest actions, it will be an example. Your profession and your action will go together because you are doing it from a revelation. You are doing it from an experience. And Paul says that this cause, many are sick and weakly among you, and many are asleep, which means they are dead because they haven't discerned the body of the Lord. Very, very important. Many, you can get sick, you can catch a disease, you can be stricken in any kind of way just because you didn't discern correctly the body of the Lord. Amen. Because many times I see Christians, myself included, when they announce they're going to be communion service, that's the time everybody becomes serious. Sister, forgive me because the other day I did this and that. Brother, this is your money I owe you. And brother, because of everybody try to be correct. Why? Because of a piece of bread and a small amount of wine. And we think that that only is the body of the Lord. And the only time we need to put things, to fix things in our life, is when we come to partake of the communion, of the bread and the wine. That lacking the discernment of the body of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Because partaking of the bread and the wine shouldn't be the only time in your life when you say, oh, I need to put things correct. You live in sin all along. And if we do 2 years of lockdown, you are fine. But after the lockdown, when they say there'll be communion such and such day, brother, forgive me for this and that. Is that discerning the body of the Lord? No. Amen. We need to know, to understand, because the prophet says, having the correct discernment is the thing. Amen. If you don't have a discernment of what you do, you may be taking the body of the Lord lightly without knowing it. You just say, before I took the communion, I confessed all my sin, but why am I sick? No, you didn't discern the body of the Lord. Amen. You didn't have the correct discernment, and that's why many are sick and many are dead. So what is the body of the Lord? Because we need to understand what is exactly the body of the Lord so that we can have the correct discernment of the body of the Lord. It's very important, these things. Many times we don't understand what the body of the Lord is exactly, and we take it unworthily, not knowing that we have taken the body of the Lord lightly, with negligence. And the only time we come, we say, before the communion, I put everything right and I'm correct before the Lord. What is the body of the Lord? First of all, we know it's the communion bread. Nobody can deny that. Amen. Jesus himself said it. Matthew 27, verse 26. To 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take it, this is my body. Amen. So there's no question about the bread that we take here being the body of the Lord. Don't get me wrong. We are not putting that in question. That's Jesus himself, the Lord said it, that it's my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood, and the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remissions of sins. Amen. We know that's the body of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 11:24. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. So, that's it. So, putting things correct, fixing your life when it's communion time, it's correct. There's nothing wrong. Amen. But stopping that just on that I need to be correct only when it's time to take the bread and the wine, that's not having the correct discernment of the body of the Lord. Because the prophet says, sometimes you may think that the bread that we eat here and the wine we drink here, it's the literal body of the Lord. No. The prophet says, that is the difference between the Catholic and the Protestant. The Catholic Church says, the bread is the literal body. The church has the power to transform this. So when in the Catholic Church they eat that piece of white thing there, they believe that it's the body, the literal body of Jesus. But the prophet says, when you take that, you are absolutely, the Catholic Church says, you are absolutely taking the literal body of Christ on your first communion. Now the prophet says, we say that it represents the body of Christ. See, that it is nothing in the world but a piece of bread. Amen. It is nothing in the world but a piece of bread. And no matter if it wasn't even bread, if it was anything else, it was to represent just the same. Hallelujah. You get it? So that piece of bread, Jesus said, this is my body. We take it because the Lord said it, but it's not the literal body of Jesus Christ. The prophet said, we could even take a piece of biscuit. Anything else. We could put a pizza. Sorry for saying that. Amen. The prophet said, we could put anything else. But Jesus says, a bread. But that bread doesn't represent the literal body of Jesus Christ. That's why if you have in your mind that the body of the Lord is only that piece of bread we take here, you are wrong. Amen. And no matter if it wasn't even bread, if it was anything else, it was to represent just the same. So don't limit yourself just to seeing, discerning the body of the Lord is just that piece of bread that we take here. He says the same thing. Taking the body of the Lord Jesus Christ in this communion does not mean that that communion is the literal body of Christ. That's the Catholic doctrine. I do not believe that. I believe it's only an ordinance that God made with us. See, it isn't the actual body. It's really a little piece of kosher bread. It's just an ordinance. So we need to put that right. We need to get that right first. That discerning the body of the Lord is not only coming and eating a bread here. Because that bread, you know, if it was not brought here in church, in my house I can cook the same piece of bread and eat it in the house. It doesn't represent the literal body of the Lord. But it's an ordinance. It's a commandment that the Lord gave us in remembrance of him. So let it be clear that when we say discerning the body of the Lord, it shouldn't be You shouldn't be waiting. Just the day we say there is communion service, then I need to put things correct. And I've noticed when there's communion service, even people come on time in church. Amen. Amen. People are there on time. Because they say, the body of the Lord. That is just a piece of bread. But if you have the correct discernment of what the body of the Lord is, then you will know every time you go to church, the body of the Lord is there. You'll be on time. Amen. Now we need to see what is the true body of the Lord. What is exactly the body of the Lord? Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And verse 24. You are there? I want you to be there so that we can follow it. We can read. So that nobody will say, it came from my mind. Let's read it in the Bible. So, amen. We need evidence. Colossians chapter 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body. The church. What is the body of the Lord? The church. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Verse 24. Who now rejoice in my sufferings for him and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. For his body's sake, which is the church. So the body of the Lord is his church. Amen? The body of the Lord is his church. So we need to get that correct first. So when we say discerning the body of the Lord, the body of the Lord, we have to bear that in mind first, that the body of the Lord is his church. It's not the little piece of bread that we take once every 6 months. But we live constantly in the presence of the body of the Lord. And if you have the right discernment of what the body of the Lord is, your attitude, even your approach towards the things of God will change. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 to 17. Let's go there. 1 Corinthians 10. Let's see now, even when we speak about the bread, what is the true bread exactly in relation to the body of the Lord? The cup of blessing which we bless is not the communion of the blood of Christ. Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? Now, verse 17. For we being many are one bread. Amen. What is the true bread? Is all of us here. For us being many, we are one bread. Amen. And he says, and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. So the true bread that we should be reverent to is not that piece of bread that we eat here, but is your brother and your sister sitting next to you. Amen. That's the true body of Christ that we need to be, to have discernment about. The true discernment, the true bread that we need to pay attention to is your sister sitting next to you. Is the pastor standing here at the pulpit? Is the deacon? Is the song leader? Is the janitor? Everybody who is member of that church of God, we form all one bread, and we eat of each other. That's why in this fellowship, we need to be careful not to approach it unworldly, the spiritual fellowship. That's why every time in our life needs to be in order. Our life needs to be correct and right. Why? Because we eat that bread every day. We partake of that bread every day. And if your life is not correct, you don't have the correct discernment of the body of the Lord, and God may strike you with disease. You may be dead spiritually. And the funny thing, let me tell, put it this way. The funny thing with the things of the body is sometimes the faulty part in the body is not the part through which you're going to see the symptoms of the disease. I may have the problems with my liver, but you'll see my eyes going red. Amen. I may have the problems with my heart, but you'll see my skin starts going pale. That the interactions we have in the body. Your bad attitude may be manifested in the pulpit here. Amen. Even when you are driving a car, a fault in the engine may show on the dashboard. It's not that the dashboard that have a problem. The problem is somewhere else, but the manifestation of your attitude is reflected through the whole body. Amen. So that's why not having the correct discernment, it may affect the rest of the body. Are we together? We are just laying the foundation today. Now the prophet says, these Christians were taking the communion and not living the life. Christianity is an experience and the life. And these Christians were living any kind of a life. Now you need to get to put it in the correct context now of the body of Christ. You know, making a poor example of the profession. And Paul says, that this cause many are sick and weakly among you, and many are asleep. Do you get it now? You have a different vision of the scripture now. Because we always eat the body every day unworthily. We fellowship with our brother, we fellowship with our sister unworthily. We approach the table of the Lord every day with unconfessed sins. Don't expect only the day after 10 months when they say, let's come and eat the communion, then I'm approaching the body of the Lord. And we will call ourselves Christians. We have no right to take the communion unless we are living above a reproach of the world. We have no right. The communion are for those who are living right as an example of Christianity. And communion is every day, every minute, every second. The worst thing there is in the world is a person to try to impersonate something. And there are too much of that in the world today. Not only do we, in this day, are guilty of the same crime as that Paul was rebuking the Corinthian church for, but of trying to do something that the Lord had commanded without discerning the body of the Lord. We coming to the church is a commandment of the Lord, but do we have the discernment of the church, of coming to church? And the body of the Lord is the believers. Amen. Who is the body of the Lord? Is you. Is me. Is us together. Amen. We form the body of the Lord. But today we are doing things not discerning any of the word of God. We should have a discernment of everything that we do. It ought to be measured by the word of God. All the Christians do and say should be measured by the word of God. Amen. So we are going to stop here today. We have this background laid. And then from next time, if God gives us an opportunity, we are going to build on that background, on that foundation, having the correct discernment of the body of the Lord. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we commit now the rest of the service into your hand. Take control, lead us, be with us, and bless us. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God bless you.